We're talking with Greg George, who's the new director of operations for the 180 Recovery Resource Center coming to Frankfort. Greg, first off, thanks for sitting down with me for a second this afternoon.
Absolutely. Thank you, Kevin.
Tell me a little bit about your background, and then we'll talk a little bit about 180 and what you're hoping to accomplish in Frankfort.
Okay. I, you know, got out of the Army about 5 years ago. I've been kind of working on my education, and you know, I think it's fortuitous, and you know how God works things out, that you know, as I finished my education, this opportunity at 180 came up, and you know, my wife and I, we've been in prayer about it, but there's just been a lot of circumstances that led to us being able to accept this opportunity. And you know, my wife Deborah's from Frankfort, and so we're actually moving back down here to her hometown, and we're just excited to be a part of 180 and helping people in this community you know, get their lives back.
It seems like with a little bit of your background, you grew up around a recovery process center, so it seems like you'll know what works and what doesn't, at least from the get-go here, especially from the get-go. What was your growing up with your dad and your uncle? What was that exactly there, growing up and being around a recovery center?
My dad actually worked at a residential youth facility called Pineview Homes. It's up in Everett, Michigan. And so recovery was one of the aspects that they dealt with, you know, youth, substance use. But there was also abuse, neglect, and delinquency. Me and my cousins grew up, you know, and it was a big open, you know, residential facility. They had a basketball and soccer team that my cousins actually played on, and we'd play other schools. And so we rubbed shoulders with kids from Detroit and Grand Rapids, you know, out in the middle of nowhere in Everett's small little 4,000-person town. I grew up, those were my friends, the kids that were struggling with substance use and delinquency and abuse at home. Those are the guys that I grew up with. And I've seen kind of the results of what addictions can do in the home, more on the side of what happens to the kids. But, you know, coupled with an education and experience in the military, you know, I've kind of had a variety of experiences that, I believe have kind of uniquely equipped me to be in this position.
There's been a small contingency of people who have made this 180 Recovery Resource Center become reality. And they're going to kind of hand the reins over to you, if you will, and still be there for support. What do you envision for 180 in the first year, as you guys hope to open up later this year?
So our goals, right now our facility is being built out in the industrial park, and it's going to be a 16-bed facility initially. And what I envision is a holistic program. Addictions is not just it's not just a medical problem. It's not just a spiritual problem. It's everything. We're going to use a biopsychosocial model, which, you know, uses a holistic treatment approach to address everything, body, mind, and soul. And it's something that we've got to take people out of the environment that they're in, put them in a supportive environment with a community wrapped around them. Like you said, there's been a few people that have done most of the footwork here, but the community here has invested in 180 heavily, and I believe honestly that's where the success has come from. Is this community has seen this problem, and they have extended resources to help people, and that I think is unique. I think that's unique, and you know, most communities I don't see them doing that, but this one has stepped forward and said, you know, we're gonna address this problem.
They've been talking about it for several years here, and it's good to finally see something done. What is, I guess, the fun part? What is the current status on the building, getting it built?
Yeah, so we've been watching them, you know, scrape dirt together out there on the foundation for quite a while. Compass Construction has come alongside and said, you know what, we're gonna build your facility. They're building it free of charge to them, and they've you know been. Awesome about, you know, contracting with people that have donated time and resources, but right now they what we're seeing is they poured the concrete slab yesterday, and they are supposed to be getting the framing up starting next week. So
it'll come together pretty quick after that, won't it?
I think it will, and it's really exciting.
Is there a quick piece of advice you could give someone who may hear this interview on the radio who might be struggling with an addiction or something, and they think there's, you know, they've hid it from their family, they're the only one who may know that they've got it going on inside of them? Is there a piece of advice you can give them and some hope?
What I would tell somebody struggling with an addiction is to find somebody that they can trust, and that's the hard part. And you know, addiction is about deception and keeping it hidden and keeping it in the dark. And so I would suggest right now, I think what's you know, Brianna's Hope is a good place to go to find that supportive environment. You've got to find good people to wrap around you that won't make excuses for you, but that will encourage you and help you lift yourself out of that. You know, that those destructive habits. But you know, hopefully here in the future we will be able to offer. You know, the resources that people need to, we'll be able to provide that environment, that, you know, individual and group therapy. And, but for now, you're in our prayers, and we are working every day to make it a reality.
So I know there is some more information you wanted to pass along to us. Real soon we'll start seeing a website and maybe even a possibility of some hiring out there.
Yes. So right now we are accepting applications for people that are interested in our residential program. You can find that at our website 180recovery.org. It's all the application is all there on the website, and you know, if you're in need of treatment, you know, I'd encourage you, even though we're a few months out from operations, go ahead and get that application filled out, and you know, we can start screening that. We're gonna start looking for professional staff to hire on to help us with this mission very soon. So.
Well, Greg, best of luck to you, and welcome back to Frankfort, and we'll see you soon on Party Line.
All right. Thanks, Kevin.